Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another Coach Lentz Sit Down. I'm Corey Vink, being joined by the main man himself, Coach Joe Lentz. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good, Corey. Are you today? Good, good day?
I'm doing well. Last time out in the regular season before the Marion County Tournament, the Lady Giants won a very narrow game against a very good Lawrence North team. Tell us about that game, Coach.
It's quite an exciting game, for sure. We got ourselves down 10-0 at the start, and we made some inroads, got it down to 5 a couple times, and then we'll go back up to about 12. And but after the – that was at the 5:20 mark of the first quarter, we were down 10-0. From that point until 1:43 to go in the third quarter, we were only down 9. So we'd actually won that segment of the game by a point. And then that was when their point guard, Destiny Perkins, went down with an ankle, and we outscored him 22-10 from that point on.
Well, what I heard from the game was late in the game, they tried to play keep away and really were trying to keep you guys at bay. And I heard the defense really locked them down, were able to force a turnover. Can you tell us about that defensive play there late to force the turnover to set up the game-winning play?
Well, we got a couple of turnovers when they tried to do that, but we couldn't score. And what happened was we finally went out and fouled them, and they missed a free throw. So it wasn't – our defense did get turnovers, but we couldn't score. When they missed the free throw, we came down – got a shot off probably a little early, but fortunately they had tapped it out of bounds. And then we ran with 3 seconds to go. We ran an out-of-bounds play for Nia, and she came off the screen and knocked down a three, and we win.
Well, can you tell us about that play? Because from what I heard, it was a brilliantly designed play.
Well, I don't know how brilliantly designed it is. It's an out-of-bounds play we've used for the last 3 years, and we just you kind of weave through a set of screens, and every screener has an option to pin – their girl and maybe be the one the inbounds pass is passed to, and this time just Nia weaved through the screens and got the ball.
Well, now, Coach, getting a win over probably a top 10 team like Lawrence North, what does that do to boost the confidence of the team?
Well, quite a bit. It's always good. You know, we were certainly unheralded as the season began, and with losing 6 seniors from last year and everybody kind of looking at us as being very, very young, I don't think they expected a whole lot from us. Confidence is a huge factor, and we've developed some confidence by beating good teams like Hamilton Southeastern early, and Mooresville's a pretty good team. We beat them on their floor. And so we kind of, you know, we've been getting better and better and better. And then going into last week, we were ranked number 8, which for a young team can be as much of a burden as it can be a plus. But then you go to what was then number 4 rank in the state. They had just beaten Carmel, the number 1 ranked team in the state. Go to their floor and pull off a victory. Well, that's quite a confidence boost.
Well, Coach, last night you played in round 1 of the Marion County Tournament. You defeated Speedway 69-14. Nia Clark putting out a very impressive showing. Kira Goss, I thought, played well. Can you tell us about that game, Coach?
Well, we got off to kind of a slow start. Speedway is a well-coached team that does things the right way, but they're just I believe it's 2A, and they're just not – you know, as talented as we are. And our kids kind of knew that, and we got off to a pretty sluggish start. We were down 7-5, and then Kerry hit a 3 to get us up 8-7, and we never trailed from that point on. But it was a kind of a struggle that our kids, they just, you know, when we go into Marion County Tournament, you've got to be focused and intense and be ready to do that all the time, because it's just too much of a drag all week long if you're not really ready, and we weren't ready at the beginning.
Now, when you win a game as emphatically as you did there, do you try to work on things during the game to try to really improve yourself as a team for later games in the tournaments? Like, what did you work on during the game trying to improve your team?
We tried to emphasize we worked a little bit on some more zone that we haven't worked on very much. We worked on some of our traps that we've been kind of hiding a little bit. Toward the end of the game, we told the kids, let's not fast break. Let's see if we can work on some execution of some of our offense, because sometimes execution has been a real problem for us. So that's, you know, we were trying to work on things that we needed to work on.
And next time out, tomorrow, actually Thursday, you guys take on a team you played earlier in the season, the Lawrence Central Bears. You beat them earlier in the season, 63-25. What do you expect out of the Bears the second time around you've played them?
I'm sure they'll be much more inspired to play. It is the county tournament. It's not a holiday weekend. They're, you know, I'm sure they're going to make a few changes. Maybe try some pressure, different looks defensively, different things offensively, and we better be ready for it. The thing I really, really hope that we can avoid is overconfidence. 3 years ago, we beat Lawrence Central at their place by well over 30 points. I think it was 36. And then had to play them in the county tourney and had to go overtime to beat them. And just because it was we weren't ready to play mentally. We need to make sure we are.
Now, Coach, when after that game, if you defeat Lawrence Central, you'll take on the winner of Roncalli and Decatur Central. Roncalli coming off a big win over Southport. They have all the momentum in the world once they get to that semifinal stage if they beat Decatur. Which would you rather see, Decatur or Roncalli in the semifinals?
I don't care. I want to get there.
You just want to get to the semifinals, and then we'll talk about who we got to play.
Yeah, let's get there.
That's fair enough. Thanks again, Coach, for joining us. We really appreciate it. Best of luck in the Marion County Tournament.
All right. Thank you, Corey.